Next, we go to those record profits at Bord na Móna, operating profits up 113% to €50 million in its latest annual report. The state-owned energy company today also revealed that it plans to build a large smokeless coal manufacturing facility in Ireland. Its CEO is Gabriel Darcy.
Bord na Móna produced another strong performance following last year's record performance. Turned in a strong performance of turnover in excess of €426 million. We produced a very strong earnings run of €91 million. That's 50% up on the prior year. An operating profit of €50 million, which is almost doubled or more than doubled last year's operating profit. So all in all, it was a very strong performance. And I'm glad to say, Jonathan, that that is continuing into this year in line with that trajectory.
Now, there are a number of factors contributing to this performance, one of them being the peat harvest last summer, almost five times larger than the previous year in 2012.
Yes, Jonathan, it certainly is critical, but it's important not to overstate it. Remember, in 2013, the year prior, we also had a record turnover, and that was in a year when we had the worst peat harvest on record. So, yes, for sure, the peat harvest was a very, very important contributor. Bord na Móna used to be a 90% peat-based company. Today, it's less than 50%, maybe 45% peat-based. We have grown in a lot of other areas. The peat and the peat harvest is important, but it's less important as we move further.
And wind energy in that context is one that is of increasing importance, and you're reporting today that you're continuing the expansion of the wind energy portfolio.
Look, at the context here is, first of all, Ireland's windy location. We have the most outstanding wind resources in any of the Western European countries. Bord na Móna, in combination with that, has got land scattered in areas that are very, very far away from populated centres and, in many cases, are quite close to the grid, relatively close to the grid. We have a lot of other strengths. We have a lot of competencies, planning, regulatory, electrical engineering, and so forth. These are key requisites to be successful in this business. And obviously, we also have a very strong balance sheet, and capital is critical in this business as well. So we have those critical three C's: capital, competence, and components, as in the land components.
Well, there's another C which is relevant from the government's perspective, Cuilce, where plans to merge Bord na Móna with Cuilce. That's not happening, but there is a joint collaboration on a wind energy venture, some wind farms to be identified. Which ones are going to be included in that venture? Reports yesterday in the Sunday Business Post that there's some problems there. Have you managed to identify which wind farms will be included in that merged venture?
Yes, the government made their announcements about a partial merger, I think is the phraseology that they used, of Bord na Móna and Cuilce, and the establishment or the proposed establishment of a joint venture with a number of subsidiaries, one of which was going to be on the wind side. And this followed a pretty intensive period of consultation involving ourselves, Cuilce, and other stakeholders like New Era and so forth. We took our first briefing from the Department of New Era on this subject following the government's announcement about a week or 10 days ago, as indeed did Cuilce. I'm not aware of any, in inverted commas, problems. I'm looking forward to getting generating a shared vision on what we're trying to achieve here, and then working very closely with our colleagues in Cuilce and trying to work up plans in terms of implementation of that, assuming, of course, that all of these things are worthwhile and are beneficial and in the best interest of the shareholder.
Now, another area in which you're changing your operations and looking to a changed energy landscape is in a plan to obtain planning permission for a large smokeless coal manufacturing facility. What can you tell us about that?
We're the market leader in solid fuel in Ireland. We haven't made a final decision. Most of our current locations are inland, where most of our factories are inland. We may go on an existing site inland, Or we may, given the fact that a lot of the constituents, a lot of the raw materials are imported, we may look at a site that's more proximate to a port or whatever. Those decisions haven't been made yet.
And that was Gabriel Darcy, CEO of Bord na Mona, speaking to us a short time ago.